إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Brothers and sisters, and our non-Muslim guests, welcome. I want to begin by reminding myself and you that Muslims in many ways feel that they share a privilege. And one of the most potent ways in which that is reflected is in their belief that they share or can share in the legacy of not one prophet, not 10 prophets of Allah, not 50, not 100, but in fact all of the prophets of Allah and all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Adam, from Abraham, from Moses, from John the Baptist, from Solomon, from Jesus, and the last of the messengers of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace of Allah be upon all of them. And this kind of privilege is exemplified in a prophetic narration in which some of the angels of Allah were discussing amongst themselves, and one of them says to the other one, مَثَلَهُ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَدَارًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا مَأْجُبًا وَبَعَثَ دَاعِيًا, that the example of this human being whom Allah has sent as a recipient of the message of Allah, his example is like that of a man who built a house. And upon completing this house, he prepares a banquet of food in this house. And then he sends someone to invite people to this food. فَمَنْ أَجَابَ الدَّعْيَ دَخَلَ الدَّارُ وَأَكَلَ مِنَ الْمَأْجُبَ, and quite naturally, the one who accepts this invitation, he will enter this house and therefore eat from the banquet in this house. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُجِبِ الدَّعْيَ لَمْ يُدْخَلِ الدَّارُ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلِ مِنَ الْمَأْجُبَ, but as for he who refuses this invitation, then he will neither enter the house and he will neither eat from the banquet of this food. We are all invitees of the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have invitations from Allah for this banquet which Allah has prepared in the next life. And it wasn't just Muhammad, may the peace of Allah be upon him, who came with this call. It wasn't just Jesus who came with this call. And it wasn't just Moses who came with this call. But in fact, it was all of them who were messengers at their own time, calling people, inviting people with wisdom and a good preaching to this banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, the Prophet of Islam, he says, أَنَا أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, I am the closest person to Jesus, the son of Mary, in this life and in the next life. وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِخْوَةٌ لِعَلَّاتِ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى وَدِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ, And the prophets are brothers, fraternal brothers unto one another. Their mothers are different, but their religion is the same. What are they calling to? Allah tells us in the Quran that He took from these prophets something very special. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ, that we took from the prophets a covenant, a trust. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكَ, and Allah says, we took from you, O Prophet of Islam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَإِسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, and we took from Abraham, and we took from Noah, and we took from Moses, and from Jesus, the son of Mary, a great and a strong covenant. Now what was this covenant that Allah gave to all of these prophets? What was the call of these messengers? What did they traverse the earth doing and telling people to do primarily? What was Moses, may the peace of Allah be upon him, doing with his time? What was he calling his people to? Once Moses, he asks Allah, he says, Ya Rabbi, Allimni Shay'an Azkuruka wa Da'uka Bihi. Oh Allah, teach me something that I can call on you by, that I can remember you by. And Allah says to Musa, say that there is no deity except Allah, that there is only one God. Say that as a formula, as a statement, say La ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship, that there is no deity besides Allah. Say that. Now Musa alayhi salam, what does he say in reply to Allah? He says, Kullu ibadiki yaquluna hadha. Oh Allah, all of your servants, they say this formula, this statement of faith. Everyone is saying this. Meaning, teach me something new and only for myself. And Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, لو أن السماوات سبع وأمرهن غير والأرضين سبع في كفة وَلَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي كِفَّ مَالَتْ بِهِنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh Musa, if the seven heavens and the seven earths were on one side of a scale, and this statement and this formula of faith was on the other side of a scale, you will find this statement of faith outweighing the seven heavens and the seven earths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave not just the prophets of Allah, but us, this profound kalima, this statement of faith, by which we are taken out from the depths of ignorance into the light and the life of Islam. What was the role of Jesus? Isa ibn Maryam, what was he doing? What was he calling the people to? Even in the New Testament, when people ask Jesus, what is the greatest of the commandments of God? The greatest of them. He says, Shema Israel, Adonai Eleheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is a one God. The Lord our God is a one God. And this was his job. He was traveling around the world, calling the people not to his own worship, but to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ لِبَشْرٍ أَن تُعْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنَّبُوَّةِ. It is not possible for someone whom Allah has given the book to, the scripture, and Allah has given the knowledge of religious laws to, and Allah has given prophethood to, أَن يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادَ لِي مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, to say to the people, worship me instead of Allah. It never happened. And it's not possible for that to happen. But rather that they directed their efforts to call the people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. What then was the concern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was he calling the people to? What was he struggling and striving day and night to educate the people by? On one day on a wet and rainy and cold day, he walked by himself in the mud and knocked on the door of the Pharaoh of his time, Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl opened the door, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to Abu Jahl, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ, say that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and you will succeed. That even for you there is success. Even for you, the tyrant and the criminal, there is success. If you testify that there is none who deserves to be worshipped, the universal truth by which Allah sent all of the prophets, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. When When the people became an enemy to Muhammad, and they began to throw dirt at him, and begin to character assassinate him, and slander him, and abuse him. And on one occasion when they called their young children to pelt him with stones, it was Abu Bakr, his closest aide and companion, who shouted him. And the reply of Abu Bakr to these criminals was what? What did he say? He says, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. He says, do you fight a man? Do you make war against a man? Will you kill a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? Is that why you will fight a man? Is that his crime? Because he says, my Lord is Allah? And what was the crime of Moses? And the crime of Jesus? They were free from any crime. But it was their call, La ilaha illallah, that was a problem for the people. Ibn Mas'ud, he says, رضي الله عنه, كأني أنظر إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبينا من الأنبياء. It's as if I am looking at the Prophet of Allah, and he is speaking about a prophet from amongst the prophets. ضربه قومه فأدموه. His people, they attacked this prophet. وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه, and he is wiping the blood from his face. Wiping the blood from his face. Imagine a prophet that Allah sends, that Allah selects from amongst the billions of people on this earth. Someone naturally beloved to Allah, and he is made to wipe the blood from his face. Why? What's he calling to? Not to his own worship, not to the worship of human beings, but to the worship of Allah. And what does he say? Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamuna. Allah, forgive my people because they just don't know. They don't know. And likewise, when these children began to pelt the Prophet of Islam in Mecca, and the angel said, you know, O Messenger of Allah, if you wanted to, we would crush this town. Fine. We would crush it with these two mountains. And he says, no, don't crush these people. Children. Because I hope from their progeny will be a people who will say La ilaha illallah. Go to Taif today. The flowers grow in Taif where they don't grow anywhere else. And people, they declare La ilaha illallah. And the voices and the streets resonate with Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah. Because of the prayer and the supplication of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters and our guests, there is a profundity in these examples. And in fact, Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is in the narratives of those who came before you of the Prophet an example, a lesson for who? For أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. You know, in Arabic, lub, it means the seed, the inner core. The inner core, there is a lesson for these people. Why? Because these are the people, the minority, who will spend their time reflecting and thinking and contemplating about the purpose of life, about the need for our existence, about why did Allah send these messengers for. Allah says in their narrative there are lessons for such people. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It is not a tale invented, but a confirmation of what came before it. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and an explanation for all things. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and a guidance and a mercy for those who believe. This is the call of Islam. Nothing to do with oppression. Nothing to do with subjugation. But rather something to do with liberation. Demonstrated by this man, Rabi' bin Amir. Nomad, Bedouin, herdsman, shepherd, who travels to the greatest empire at the time, the Persian Empire, and welcomed by the defense minister of the king of Persia. His name was Rustam. And Rustam, he asked this man, what's your business coming to our country like this? Who are you? Where do you come from? What's your call? Now what did Rabi' bin Amir say? رضي الله عنه. Did he threaten him with anything? What did he say to him? He says, جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عُبُودِيَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عُبُودِيَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. He says, we have come to take you out from the worship of slaves to the worship of the Lord of slaves. Is that a crime for us to come with that message? To take you people out from the worship of slaves to the worship of the Lord of slaves. وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدَالَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And from the injustices of these man-made systems and religions and ideology, invent for yourself to the justice of Islam. وَمِنْ ذِكِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سِيَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. And from the constrictions of this world to the expanse of the hereafter. That's our call. And like it was our call, or his call, 1,400 years ago, it's our call today. To call the people to La ilaha illallah, which is a message of liberation. Liberating people from these shackles of injustice and ignorance and disbelief. Brothers and sisters and our non-Muslim guests, there is a scale. There is a scale of success. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا سَبِيلِ إِلَى السَّعَادَةِ وَالْفَلَاحِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا عَلَى عَيْدِ الرُّسُلِ. That there is no hope for success, no hope for happiness in this life, nor in the next life, except by being under the wings of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُمُ الْمِيزَانُ الرَّاجِحِ عَلَىٰ أَخْلَاقِهِمْ وَأَقْوَالِهِمْ سُوزَنُ الْأَخْلَاقُ وَأَقْوَالِ وَبِمُتَابَعَتِهِمْ يَتَمَيَّزُ أَهْلُ الضَّلَالَ. And these people, they are the scale by which you will judge your own actions, by which you will judge your belief, by which you will judge your occupation. The scale that Allah has set for us in the scripture, by which we can take a lesson. And those who follow them, يَتَمَيَّزُ أَهْلُ الضَّلَالَ. It will distinguish who the people of error really are. By following the messengers of Allah. Not just claiming to have this sentimental or symbolic love. That we say we love the Prophet of Allah. Or that we love our prophets. Or that we love our messengers. But rather be like the words of Sahal. When he said, radiallahu anhu, مَنْ لَمْ يَرَى وِلَايَةَ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ وَيَرَى نَفْسُهُ فِي مُلْكِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَذُوقُ حَلَاوَةَ سُنَّتِهِ لِأَنَّ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه. That whoever does not see himself under the dominion, under the authority of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he has never tasted the sweetness of his example and the sweetness of his sunnah. Because he said صلى الله عليه وسلم that none of you can really hope to believe until I am more beloved to him than his own self. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that station of work, of following the prophets of Allah. We ask Allah to give us consistency upon the call which they came with, which was none other than La ilaha illallah. To make this call a pure call, uncorrupted by people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us afiyah, preservation, and to make us of those who are guided. Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. From the fundamentals of our faith, and in fact one of the first conditions of this declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah, is sincerity, is to be sincere in everything that we do. And I know it's very easy on the tongue to say be sincere, but ask yourself, how many sincere people do you know? Are you a sincere person? Ibn Qudama, he says, rahmatullah alayhi, فَالنَّاسْ كُلُّهُمْ هَلَكِي إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. That all of the people are destroyed except those who have knowledge. وَالْعَالِمُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَلَكِ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ. And those who have knowledge, all of them are destroyed except those who act by their knowledge. وَالْعَامِلُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَلَكِ إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ. And those who have knowledge, act by their knowledge, they're all destroyed. Except those who are sincere. وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And those who are sincere are in a dangerous peril. Are in a dangerous situation. Are in a great danger. Why are they in a great danger? Because who can maintain their sincerity? Who can keep their sincerity? Before their action, at the time of their action, and after their action. Who is sincere to Allah? Who is sincere to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who? Are you? Am I sincere? We have to ask ourselves. Are we sincere to Allah? Are we sincere to the Prophet of Allah? Are we sincere to the Book of Allah? How should the Book of Allah be for us? Brothers, it's not just a book. It's not just a book. Imagine the effect of this revelation to this first community. How did they behave with the Book of Allah? When Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, they went to see Ayman radiallahu anha, because the Prophet of Allah was often visiting this woman. And after he passed away, they said, let's go and visit her, because now he's passed away. We ought to visit her and follow his example. And so they hear a woman moaning and weeping and crying from inside the house. And as they approach their house, Abu Bakr says to Ayman, oh Ayman, what's up? Why do you cry? Do you not know that what the Prophet of Allah has in the next life is better than what he had in this world? What did he have in this world? If you want to make a character analysis of this man, what did he have in this world? Aisha, she says, radiallahu anha, she says, Wallahi, yabna ukhti, speaking to her cousin, إِن كُنَّ لَنَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَهِلَةٍ فِي شَهْرَيْنِ. She says, by Allah, we would see the moon. And then another moon would come. And another moon, three moons in 2 months. مَا أُقِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ سَلَمْ نَارًا. And the fire was not lit in the house of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That there was no food. We could not cook. Because we had nothing for 3 months. So if you want to check his integrity, then this is what he was like. And she says in another narration, لَقَدْ مَاتًا, that the Prophet ﷺ, he passed away, وَمَا شَبِعَ مِنْ زَيْتٍ وَخُبْزٍ فِي يَوْمٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنٍ. And he never had bread and oil together twice in a single day in his entire life. He never had a full meal twice ever in his entire life, even though he was a messenger of Allah. And even though around him was wealth and opulence, but he chose not to take that. Because he was setting a moral standard for this ummah. That we are not a people of indulgence in this world. But we have an obligation to some degree to divorce ourselves from this world. And this is exemplified once again. When his companion Umar, he came to him, radiallahu anhu, and he opened the door of the house of Prophet sallam. And the Messenger of Allah would sleep on palm fiber. He would sleep on mats made of palm fiber. And so when he would sleep, his back was scarred. Even though he could have chose a different life, had he so willed. But no, he did not. He preferred to sleep on palm fiber. And so when his companion saw his back, he says, O Prophet of Allah, I have seen the kings of Persia. I have seen how they live. I have seen their opulence and their extravagance. And you are not the king of this world. You are the messenger of Allah. What was his response and reply? He said, O Umar, are you not content in your heart that these people, they have this world and we have the next world? Doesn't that make you content? That what we hope to inherit is better than what these people have in this world anyway. Integrity, brothers and sisters in Islam and our guests. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the son of Ali, radiallahu anhu, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَ وَجَلَّ جَعَلَ الْجَنَّةَ ثَمَنًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَلَا تَبِيعُهَا بِغَيْرِهَا. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created paradise. How? Allah created paradise as a price. Thaman. As a price. لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. For yourselves. Paradise as a price for yourselves. فَلَا تَبِيعُهَا بِغَيْرِهَا. So don't ever sell yourself for other than paradise. Because there is no worth in doing that. And that is sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is sincerity to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's be of those inshaAllah who take Allah as our Lord, in reality as our Lord, and take His Prophet as our guide. And if we do that inshaAllah, we ask Allah to make us of those, not just of those who say we love Allah, but of those who Allah says that I love Him. Because the hadith that mentions, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا دَعَى جِبْرِيلِ. If Allah loves someone, what does He do? He calls Jibreel. And Allah says to Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. I love so and so, so you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلِ. And then Jibreel loves that person. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي السَّمَاءِ. And then Jibreel, he calls the people of the heavens. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Allah loves so and so, so you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. And then the people of the heavens love him. So imagine, we can say we love Allah, but imagine if Allah loves us and makes an announcement to Jibreel, this person, by his name, I love him. And then Jibreel calls everyone in the heavens and says, Allah loves this person, so you also love him. And so we ask Allah to make us someone who Allah remembers, someone who Allah mentions by name, inshallah. I just want to end by the words of one historian. And when I read these words, they made a lot of sense. She says, let us walk again on the hills of Galilee, or in the wilderness of sand, where sun hammers down by day, and the light of great stars guides the wayfarer at night, in the fresh desert air. Let us try, if we can, to keep company for a while with the nomad herdsman Abraham, the shepherd David, the carpenter Jesus, the honest merchant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and feel a kinship with their disciples, common folk who were so certain of the simplicity, the truth, the logic, the rightness of what these messengers taught that they could share it easily with others, and were so prepared to hand over their lives in love to the God who was being revealed to them. Let us blow away the tangle of cobwebs from the mind and submit to His will as being the most reasonable and right way of life that it could possibly be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who can deliver the message. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah? And he says, I am from the Muslimin. I am from those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you may be surprised to know that many of the Mufassireen, they began by saying this ayah is not for everyone, but only for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the best in speech to call to Allah. هَذَا صَفْوَةُ اللَّهِ هَذَا نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ هَذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ هَذَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ هَذَا خَيْرَ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, and so on and so forth. But they also say, هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ عَمَّ فِي كُلِّ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. This ayah is a general ayah for whoever calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for success in this life and the next life, to make us of those inshaAllah who are united today and reunited inshaAllah in the next life. Barakallahu feekum. Aqimu salam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please close the gaps and straighten your lines inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم. فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, this is a few announcements before you dash off to any light you want. Firstly for our guests who are here today, we welcome you, and if you've got any questions, please have any of us here. There are little announcements ahead. If you can just bear with me for a second, we have I've been announcing about pledge forms for the donation for the Islamic Cultural Center at the university. The forms are on the table there, which Brother Khalid will just give you if he doesn't mind. Brother Khalid, if you can give him one, make sure everybody takes one, please. And I would like you to make a genuine effort to contribute towards this. Secondly, we have a little team where we're collecting money for the Islamic Society at our Holloway College, who've done a very good job last week with Islamic Awareness Week. So if anybody would like to contribute, just